Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid 11/28. In-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhook, to please everyone on Profile This is played.
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Thicker and horse.
Thicker and horse. All right, Dave, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. You have your choice today of three stories. We offer you Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. We also have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally today, we have Seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to violence.
Go with Bite Me.
Just eat it.
All right, we talked about this earlier today during Big Dummy. Canned foods. Canned foods are popular for a reason. They're cheap, they're convenient, and on occasion, they can be quite nutritious. However, for one man in Minnesota, his quick canned dinner turned into what we'll call an unsettling experience when he opened a can of Chef Boyardee spaghetti and meatballs. And then he found something unusual inside. The man posted a video showing the discovery. His clip's been viewed over 26,000 times. Now, in the video, he goes by Mr. Squirrel. In the video, Mr. Squirrel holds up the open can to the camera and says, quote, "Everybody, I just opened this can of Chef Boyardee, and look." Then he pans the camera a little closer, and he says, "Look at that. Now, on top of the thick tomato sauce is something gross." And he says, "This is real. I just opened this." Now, he wraps up by warning others to always check their packaged foods before consuming them. Now, food scientists say the entire point of canning is to prevent exactly this sort of thing. The process involves heating the container to a high temperature to kill bacteria and then sealing it in a vacuum, removing oxygen so that no organism can survive inside. Because without air, no living thing can grow or reproduce, which is why canned goods can sit on the pantry for years, in theory. The question is, what did this guy find in his can of Chef Boyardee spaghetti and meatballs? Did he find a frog? Did he find maggots? Did he find a moth? Or did he find worms? So frog, maggots, moth, or worms, what did he find in a delicious can of Chef Boyardee spaghetti and meatballs?
Miles and Ted, what are you guys thinking?
Dave, I'll go maggots. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a tiny little frog. It's just been in there living, man.
Just living his best life?
Yeah.
Swimming in sauce.
I was thinking frog, too, but I don't think it should be a maggot because I don't think it would be spoiled when they were putting it in the can. And if it was sealed, unless it actually wasn't sealed, the maggot wouldn't be able to grow. Just to be different, I'll go moth.
Moth. Okay.
What did he find in his can of spaghetti and meatballs there? A frog, maggots, moth, or worms? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Categories by me on profile. This man opened a can of food, Chef Boyardee spaghetti meatballs, and saw something was on time. Right on top of the can there. Maybe not swimming, but in there.
It was in there.
Question is, what was it? A frog, maggots, a moth, or worms?
And Dave, that is a question that we posed to you. Let us start with D. Ted Smith. You thought a frog was in there living its best life. It was not a frog. Miles Montgomery, you went maggots.
Maggots.
It was not maggots.
Thank God.
Dave, that leaves you. What was in the top of the can? You went with a moth. Nah, I'm afraid that was not a moth. It was, in fact, worms.
Huh.
Wow. Yeah.
It's a good thing you can see them in the spaghetti.
They were still moving, so they can figure out is that there had to be a dent or something
There's
in the can that let
the
air in. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Tay.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. You got Stephen Colbert. You got Seth Meyers, the Jimmys,
Fallon Kimmel,
or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right that the title is guys have teams of talented writers help them promote their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Utah man dropped a 1,900-pound pumpkin on his Geo Metro, causing the Geo Metro to significantly increase in value.
Colbert.
Ted Smith.
Colbert.
A Utah man dropped a 1,900-pound pumpkin onto his Geo Metro, causing the Geo Metro to significantly increase in value.
Out of prism.
Oh.
No, you'd never see me in a Metro.
My bad, dude. A health care... Y'all, something stuck in there, boys. Stop. A healthcare provider in Maine has issued an apology after it sent letters to patients saying they were dead, even though they were very much alive. Dibs! Yelled Stephen King.
Seth Meyers.
Fallon.
My Seth Meyers.
The largest healthcare provider in Maine has issued an apology after it mistakenly sent letters to more than 500 living patients that said they were dead. Dibs! Yelled Stephen King.
A new study has released the states with the highest number of 1% income households. And I will save you some time. If you love sailing and have a neighbor named Buffy, your state is on the list.
It's either Myers or you, Ted. I'm going to go
Smith.
Ted.
Damn it! That was me.
Yeah, that was a good one, though.
Yeah. I know. People oh, I love sailing. I bet you do.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure I'd love to.
Yeah. Like, I get it. People have boats. Pontoon boats. lake boats?
I know a lot of people with boats. I know very, very, very few people with sailboats.
Sailing. TikTok is having their first ever award show, and it's airing on Tubi. TikTok was like, how do we take something everyone is on and show it on something nobody is on?
Fallon.
Colbert.
Fallon.
TikTok just announced their first ever award show, and they're airing it on Tubi. TikTok was like, how can we take something everyone is on and show it on something nobody is on?
Gwyneth Paltrow has unveiled this year's Goop gift guide. It includes a $1,300 naughty advent calendar stocked with a red silk blindfold, 20 feet of black French bondage rope, gold-plated handcuffs, and restraint tape. Reminds me of that classic Christmas song. I saw mommy ball gag Santa Claus.
It's got to be Colbert.
Yeah,
it's Colbert.
Gwyneth Paltrow has unveiled this year's Goop holiday gift guide and includes a $1,300 naughty advent calendar stocked with a red silk blindfold, 20 feet of black French bondage rope, gold-plated handcuffs, and restraint tape. Reminds me of that classic Christmas song, I saw mommy ball gag Santa Claus.
So last night, right, there was some hockey. Like I said, it's tough for me to get into hockey or basketball right now.
Was that hockey?
I don't know.
I mean, if you're a shark.
Yeah. well, they beat the Jets. So I was watching hockey. I watched a little Maction. I was like, yeah, maybe I'll watch a movie. So I turned on this movie called Friendship, right? It's on Netflix right now.
It's terrifyingly sad.
It is, I will say this, it is a very dark comedy.
Okay.
But it is funny as hell.
All right.
There's some moments where you kind of go, is this going to get better? Like, it's one of those, right?
Does it?
I don't know how to answer that. It's a dark comedy. Yeah, I mean, have you ever seen Detroiters?
No. Is that a TV show?
Yes.
Okay. I vaguely remember, but I never saw it.
How about, what's it? God, I'm trying to think of that guy's name. Tim Robinson. Right.
Okay,
so he's in that other show where he always kind of plays like a quirky, kind of weird character.
All right.
So he's kind of in that same role. Paul Rudd is kind of like cool Paul Rudd from whatever. They're right. Neighbors, but it's just about male friendship and this and that. It just, again, I don't want to give too much away. I will just say this. It is very dark. There is sometimes you don't know if it's going to be good or bad. And then there's just some lines. Like, I almost sighted. I'd do like a water spit take. I was like, God damn.
All right.
Like, that's really good. I was stoned sober. Right? Like, this wasn't like I was
sober. I want to qualify this.
This is crazy.
I was sober.
That never happens.
Well, sometimes you watch a movie when you're stoned or you have a couple beers.
So funny.
You're like, this is so funny. Right. Then you go back and watch it and go, I don't know if it's that good. This one, I'm telling you, stoned sober. But again, I don't know that this is for everybody. Like, I don't know if you want to pull the wife over and say, hey, watch this. Or if you're the wife and you like dark comedies and your husband doesn't. So that's what I'm saying. You got to know what you're getting into. But again, very funny. And again,
what service is it on?
I watched it on Netflix.
Okay.
That's a lie. I think I might have watched it on HBO.
Yep, it's on HBO Max.
Yep, I said that. I'm like, I don't know why I'm lying to you. I watched that on HBO on my Xbox.
Well, I have HBO. Good.
All right, there you go.
Speaking of movies, Miss Piggy is finally getting her, as they say, her moment in the spotlight. She's getting a solo movie.
Please tell me it's Sunset Boulevard.
It's a porn, dude.
Jesus Christ. No. It's in the early stages of Disney, but Jennifer Lawrence and Emma Stone are producing it. They'll star in it, too, because Jennifer said, quote, we have to. It's effed up that we haven't done a movie together. Jennifer,
talk about Miss Piggy or Emma Stone?
Her and Emma Stone.
Oh, okay.
Which seems fine.
Yeah.
Like, they're both kind of funny and whatever.
They should release it on Easter. Like a ham.
Yeah.
Have John Hamm show up. She's very offended.
I mean,
Kevin Bacon.
Here's the thing. I know Miss Piggy is like Miss Piggy and she's a pig. But in the end, she's kind of glamour. Like, I don't think Miss Piggy as a human would be unattractive. I think she'd be kind of hot.
Would you hit Miss Piggy as she is now?
As a puppet?
As a pig.
Probably. I'm just saying, she has a big energy. Like, I know that big P energy. Well, I told you, my friends, like, when their kid was little, they didn't have any TV.
All right.
So I watched a lot of Muppets with my buddy's kid.
Sure.
And, like, you know how it is when you're sitting there with a 2 or 3 year old, like, they don't say much. So I really got into the Muppets again. I was like, Miss Piggy, like, she's like, I know people with her kind of energy, but you can't say that to a female because they would be very offended. And it's like, well, I know she's a pig, but in the end, I don't think she's ugly. She just happens to physically be a pig.
Would they be offended if she wasn't Miss Piggy? If she was like,
no,
right.
That's what I'm saying.
She was like Miss Bunny. Nobody would care.
Right, who's the lady Stifler's mom that I love?
Oh, yeah, Jennifer Coolidge.
You can make an argument. She's got Miss Piggy energy.
Yeah, she kind of does.
Right?
I'm just picturing, like, the tabloids, Miss Piggy, her new boyfriend, and there's D. Ted Smith and Miss Piggy, arm in arm, leaving some club in New York City.
That'd be awesome.
No, yeah, I'm hitting this.
Yeah, I would be. Like, I mean, I could be buddies with Kermit then, right?
You could.
Right? Because
took his girl.
Were they together?
Yes.
I don't think Kermit reciprocated her affections quite
Correct.
As much.
He didn't have a choice.
Because she was straight up like, get some leg. And he was like, I don't know.
That's a ham.
You know where the ham comes from?
I was also watching a good kind of documentary on Vice last week about the original Bachelor.
TV show.
Correct.
And as in the TV show or the guy who was the
Bachelor? The TV show.
Okay.
Because, like, the people that made it and stuff. And it's pretty good. They go back and... I think it was the Dark Side of the 2000s.
Yeah.
And basically, I kind of forgot. Like, the guy that had made that show, he started with making Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire.
Okay.
And people were like, we kind of want a different version. He makes The Bachelor. It gets panned, right? Like, nobody likes it. But then the ratings come in, and it's got, like, I want to say 6 or 9 million people watching it. And they're like, holy cow,
mm-hmm.
we have a real thing here. And a lot of what you think is true. Right, they were like, oh, we loaded them up with booze, we did this and that. And they have some of the contestants on there. And, like, you got to sign waivers that say, basically, we can affect, you know, how we edit stuff and how you see it. I mean, remember, my buddy Cobb was on that one game show with Loomis. And the way they edit it, he just basically, they're at a gym supposed to be coaching kids. And you just see him being like, I just don't like kids.
But that's all they show,
right? That's all they showed. And I'm like, bro. And he's like, that is not how I said it. And then he told me, like, other people did projects. And one, they were like, well, Aaron, how do you feel about it? It's his real name. And he was like, he was harsh. And so we were watching him. Why are you so mean? He goes, dude, we did a take 3 times. I was nice as could be. I was trying to be constructive, and they were like, no, we need you. So they coach you into it.
Right.
And then on the original Bachelor, they don't hide it. There was booze everywhere. And then even, like, the guy, the director, the guy that came up with it, he encouraged everybody working there to booze. The one guy kind of laughing, he goes, look, there was so much drinking on that show behind the scenes and on the scenes. He goes, eventually I had to quit. He goes, I can't even drink anymore. And he's like, because I drink so much of that show.
Damn.
He goes, you got into a habit of basically getting kind of drunk every day at work. It was like lifestyle.
Okay. Yeah.
But I also like, too, that, like, look, you could look at one side of that story
mm-hmm.
and just be like, God, how hard. They were so mean. They set these girls up, this and that. But I also agree with the one guy that was a producer that was like, hey, look. They're using us, too, to get famous.
Of course.
A lot of people struggle in finding long-term love relationships with whatever sex you're into. I don't know.
Pig sex, apparently.
God damn it. But they don't go on national TV to do it.
Right.
So he was kind of like, he's like, yeah, did we maybe mislead him a little bit? He's like, yeah, but he was like, they were looking for fame the easiest way they could anyhow. And I was like, you know, he's kind of right.
He's absolutely
Anybody
right.
who's on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we had Evan Seinfeld on. Remember that guy from Marry a Millionaire?
But that one was good.
But he wasn't a millionaire.
He wasn't a millionaire.
That's the thing.
Right.
I mean, like, the whole thing
was a
sham.
And the girl didn't stay.
No, because he wasn't a millionaire.
Yeah.
So the name of the show is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? The guy's not a millionaire. He wasn't even close.
Well, the flip side is they just asked the question.
Like, his assets were, like, maybe $125,000.
I don't
know. Which is not bad.
Right.
No, yeah.
But it's not a million.
Nope.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, hell, look. Look what happened now. I mean, Theo Von's a massive celebrity and comedian. He started out there.
Yep.
The director of transportation, Sean Duffy, he was on The Real World.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Well, no wonder he's still qualified.
Yeah. He was on The Real World years ago. It's just funny when you see those people. Like, I didn't realize Theo Von was doing so much comedy. And then I was like, isn't that the guy from Road Rules?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, I mean, like, The Miz is an actual wrestler now. That was a character he would break out when he was hammered on one of those shows.
Right.
So you're right. I think any of those shows, are they going to manipulate it how you look?
Of course.
Sure. But also, you're making the agreement to go on there and say, hey, I want to be famous.
You're not ever signing a disclaimer for something positive on your behalf. Sign a disclaimer, you might accidentally make $1 billion. You're never going to, if you sign a disclaimer, it means, hey, something potentially bad is going to happen to you, whether it's reputation or physically. We have nothing to do with it, right? That's it.
Yeah. And look, I get it, right? I've been stand up comedy. I'm sitting here right now talking on the radio.
If I have to babysit someone's kids, sign this disclaimer. There's no guarantees they'll be here when you get back.
Yeah, I can't guarantee it. Did people hate Cobb when they were watching that show he was on?
Yeah.
Was he the evil villain?
He was.
He was.
Yeah.
Now, has he ever been confronted after the fact by someone who's seen that?
So it was on like CNBC. It never got picked up by big NBC.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that saved him some of the headache.
But the first
year after it aired, there was definitely people, because then it re-aired on, like, I think maybe if you had Peacock or something, you could go find it. So it kind of was one of those things. It wasn't a huge show, but it got a little more. And there was definitely people that would approach him and not like him.
Sarah, like saying, like, are you really that big of a D-bag? Do you really hate kids?
I don't think people ask. I think people say, hey, I've seen you. You are a D-bag who hates kids. Like, that's how people approach things. They ain't gonna ask
it was
anything.
More of just like, I can't believe you said that. We like that show. Why were you so mean to Emily? You know, I don't remember her name.
Yeah, whatever.
Right. But like, and he just came off that way. And look, and in their defense, he says things very confidently. And sometimes I got to be like, no, you're wrong, though. And he'll be like, oh, all right, yeah. So, I mean, I think they just were like, because Cobb's such a nice dude.
I know, that's what I'm saying. He's one of the nicest guys in the world. I can't imagine.
But he's also so kind of deadpan and calm.
Yeah.
That it's easy to make him a villain if you just edit. Because if he said, I hate kids, it would come out like, I hate kids. There's no emotion.
Does he have kids now?
Nothing would lead you up to believe something happened.
Maybe he does have kids. I hate kids.
Well, and listen, I mean, I could do it, but if you've never coached or anything and somebody just puts you in a gym and goes, hey, there's two teams of kids running around like maniacs. They're like eight. You got to get them to play hoops.
Yeah.
It's a little bit tougher if you don't have a background. Now, he doesn't have a background in that. You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Like, right, you guys have kids. I coached enough. It's not that hard to be like, all right, hey.
Yeah.
I can do it. Two tallest kids, you get in that corner.
I did it.
I'll divvy it up, man.
I'll do it to my friends sometimes. You know, people are too loud. Hey, 1, 2, 3, all eyes on me.
Right. But that's the only thing they'd show.
Just me yelling at people.
That's it.
You got some football tonight. You got the Broncos and the Raiders. We'll have too much fun with that one, folks.
Maybe it'll be a game.
You know what? I like your optimism.
You never know.
It's misplaced, but I like it.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
Oh, good evening, everybody. Our top story, we go to Florida, where when you gotta go. Authorities were called to a local Publix in Miami on reports of an aggravated assault. They arrived to find a man with a knife that they quickly placed under arrest. His victim was able to defend himself with a rather large book bag and sustained no injuries during the encounter, which is great. But the story is what set the man off in the first place. The victim had been in the bathroom of the public store, and the assailant really, really needed to go. He told authorities that the man in the stall wasn't wrapping things up, so he pulled the knife, and now he's facing charges.
We've always said, man, supermarket bathrooms are weird.
Yeah.
Always. They are the sketchiest of them all.
They certainly can be. I feel like I've been in a couple supermarket bathrooms, which are nice, but they're the ones where you gotta go basically into the back, where it feels like you're in employee territory. That's when I start getting a little bit nervous.
They're always great. Again, shout out to the Amazon Fresh on Aurora.
All right.
Stunningly clean bathroom.
Sure.
And like, give yourselves a pat on the back for that, because there is no other grocery store I can say that.
I don't think people want to go in there and do number one. I think they're dropping.
No, it's like, I got
to
poop.
I got to go. And to leave your buggy, your basket, out in the middle, no matter how much crap you've got in it.
Right, like, I got to go.
This panic mode of like, if I'm in there for 5 minutes, man, are they going to steal my stuff?
Really, you go midway through the shop? If I'm using it, it's at the very beginning or it's at the end after I've dropped my groceries in my car.
But we're saying, like, it hits you.
Okay.
Right? You're halfway through your shop and your stomach does that thing. That thing that all stomachs do where it's like, T-minus 30 seconds before brown eye. And you can do it in your pants. You can do it in the bathroom, but it's happening.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
I think there's just so many of them that the numbers go up.
Like,
there's weird stuff happens at 7-Eleven. It's not 7-Eleven's fault. They're just open.
That's right.
Yeah. So I think grocery stores, for whatever reason, those bathrooms are always the oddest, but also there's just so many of them that just statistically.
Mm-hmm. And they're always, I feel like, they're always kind of gross looking, but they're also inexplicably humid.
Yes.
You know, like you walk in and it's like, man, I feel like I just stepped off a plane in Tallahassee, Florida. And I don't know why.
And something in there is broken.
Generally, the person.
Right, yeah, no kidding. In other news, several students at a middle school in Florida got an early education about adult snacks. Reports go that about 7 or 8 students consumed, quote, laced edible snacks that contained marijuana.
Jeez.
Of those 8, 4 of them were taken to the hospital after experiencing the effects of the drug. The rest were released to their parents. The report does not detail what they had actually consumed nor the strength of the edible, but did use this as an opportunity to encourage parents to talk to their children about knowing exactly what it is that they're consuming, especially this time of year being the Halloween season.
Did they say even where it came? Like, did a kid bring them in for his birthday?
Right. That they didn't really give any detail whatsoever on there. And here's my thing. 8 kids all came into contact. 4 of them went to the hospital.
So it's a central location.
Well, the other 4, okay?
Yeah.
Is he like, yo, Josh, man, that was crazy cool.
I think they knew exactly what they were doing.
Oh. Right.
I think this is my
so
2 cents.
So 4 just good, 4 couldn't handle
this it. Is my 2 cents about things that I don't have any idea about. I think all of them knew what it is that they were doing. A collective 8 students all came together.
I just wanted to experiment.
Correct.
See what the hype's all about.
I think 4 of them pulled the ripcord, and then the other 4 actually went through with it and freaked out like they would, and they went to the hospital. I don't know. That's my 2 cents.
Well, who knows?
That's what I'm putting together here. You're in middle school. You're doing that. You're going to freak out. Over to Wisconsin, where the teachers are fun. An adult called in a complaint about a teacher at a local elementary school to report that he was acting odd, as if he were intoxicated, see?
All right.
They arrived on the scene to find our man with slurred speech, bloodshot eyes, and did indeed smell of alcohol. All signs of being intoxicated. But there was also the issue of his 0.36 blood alcohol content.
Jesus.
Wow. Damn. 0.36. It was determined that he had driven to the school in his intoxicated state, racking up further charges for OWI, which makes things a little bit worse for our man because this was not the first time he had gotten an OWI charge. This was not the second time he had gotten an OWI charge. This was not the third time he had gotten an OWI charge. Number 4 is what this was.
Okay, I saw a headline that said, the way I read the headline was that the 4th different teacher had been arrested in Texas. You're telling me this one dude, this is his 4th time?
Yes.
And he still has the gig, huh?
Yeah.
Texas.
Well, he was arrested and faces some
serious
penalties.
Oh, after the 4th time. Okay.
Yeah, we might be...
Thank you, Texas.
Might be reassessing his employment. I know.
I mean, look, it's not right or wrong, but like people can make mistakes or whatever. Like 4, like 3 already.
And you're getting arrested, dude. It's not like you got pulled to the side and got reprimanded. Like you
or put an alcohol, like test him.
Right.
Or put the blow and go.
That's what I'm saying. Like, some people, like, if they're not going to go to treatment, they obviously can't stop. Like, that's where the state has to do something.
Correct.
Blow and go. That is why it is there. He's earned that.
He has. He absolutely has. Anyway. Down to Australia, where they're serious about their art. An installation was put in the middle of a local town, which drew some criticism from the locals, costing a whopping $89,000 in a year when council rates jumped 8% following 10% the previous year. The giant blue megafauna wasn't people's favorite new addition, eventually being dubbed the blue blob. It was. It was just this big, convoluted, weird thing that they painted blue for the city's colors is basically what it was. But it recently got a little work done, courtesy of a mischievous 19-year-old girl. She had a little fun and placed a pair of googly eyes on the statue.
That's my go-to.
Yes, it is. Giving a little bit more personality. Unfortunately, the adhesive for the eyes was not able to be removed without damaging the exterior of the statue.
Basically, you just took the paint off.
Yes.
All they need to do is repaint the 2 eye spots.
Or, to be honest with you, leave the googly eyes on there. Just follow me on this. Everyone in the town hates it.
Right.
Right? It's just not something they like. And as dumb as this sounds, those googly eyes would end up making that thing this beloved thing.
Correct.
Right? Just because now it's funny, at least.
Now it's a culture piece.
Yeah.
So it caused some significant damage getting those things off, which if you look at it, there's clearly the spots where the eyes were there. Or at least that's what the mayor says, as they are suing the teen for the cost of the repairs. Which, I agree with you, Miles. I looked at it, it's like paint over the damn thing.
Yeah. If I were the teen, I'd say, I'll tell you what, I will give me the paint that you, I'll pay for the paint that you need, and then I'll do the labor.
Go do it. Sure.
To cover the googly eye spots.
Exactly. But just in case those stories have to bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Over to Ireland, where a crisis has been averted. Several people called authorities after spotting an unknown animal in the woods. Nobody was really able to get a good image of the beast, but several were reporting that it was a lion stalking the trees.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, local authorities initially thought it was a deer until someone actually caught footage of the animal and then conducted a search to track it down. They did eventually find the cause of the ruckus, a Newfoundland dog that was sporting a rather fresh haircut.
I saw that picture.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome. They say he's actually quite friendly and is very happy about his new viral fame.
How do they know?
How does he know?
I'm viral? Cool.
Wag my tail. Men's Room Sports. You got college football on ESPN and ESPN2, basketball on NBA Network, and Thursday Night Football featuring the Raiders in Denver against the Broncos. Over on Amazon Prime. As far as your weather, some early showers tonight, but it is expected to dry up to a partly cloudy low of 46 overnight. Tomorrow, they're expecting a similar situation, partly cloudy and a high of 54. So it should be a fairly nice day. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
We'll see you for a positive Friday. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, 9:20, the Daily Mix Morning Show has more tickets for you to check out Unwrapped.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this biatch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.